went to trouble with me. We already won, but we just don't see. But you know that I won't regret the game. No, I lost the bet. I can't win the game I play with you. However hard I try, I can't win the game I play with you. And it drives me wild. The trouble with me and the trouble with you. We get the good cards, but we don't follow through. But you know that I won't regret the game, no, I lost the bet. I can't win the game I play with you. However hard I try, I can't win the game I play with you. And it drives me wild.
How's it going?
Awesome. This is
Bella
and Daria.
And you're listening to 91.5
FM. Sorry.
WMFO.
Bedford Tufts Reform Radio.
What's playing right now?
Carmen. We're playing opera on
Carmen
the radio.
Sweet
George oh, Beast. God. It's going to start a new song. What's it going to be?
Wait, honestly, let's just let it play.
Okay, perfect. oh, it's more Carmen. Carmen is so good, guys. I had two midterms last week, and so this was my number one played album. It's such a beautiful opera.
Your day list forever is going to be like on like blank mornings.
Yeah.
Or like
George Bizet. It's awesome.
Operatic, melancholic Monday morning.
And I'm going to mosh to it. It's so good. Hey, we have no theme this week.
No theme, but...
It's going to be good.
But vibes.
But vibes.
But meep.
Meep. Meep,
meep, meep. So enjoy...
Some Carmen. We'll play some songs with words, I suppose. We should have done songs with no words, but... Actually, I don't want that. I like to listen.
I like to listen. Listening cap on.
Yes.
Okay, enjoy this. It's Carmen Suite number two, and the third, Nocturne.
Talking about these songs is impossible because they have 18 names.
18 names, 18 like featured artists.
It's not even featured artists, it's like Carmen Suite number two, act five. Like, I don't even know. They're doing all sorts of stuff in the opera.
Okay.
Yeah,
enjoy. Okay.
Thank you.
late, I let them know you won't be able to make it. That's fine, I'll let them know you won't be able to make it on Wednesday. I'll say
those other guys. I'm not the game when you buzz me in. come to your place. I keep on coming for you, babe. I'm coming for you.
Thank you. rum. Og glæde. Håb. Og synthesizer.
Blinding the lens with the focus, running with my eyes closed, finding all men's in the woodwork, icy cold, cold braille, mechanical and frail. How do I tessellate to filter the red? Single eye.
Oh, that was a really good transition, actually. You missed it last week because I was alone and I had to do all the transitions by myself. It's so stressful.
It is stressful.
Okay, I got a PSA for y'all. Okay, ready? Tufts University Art Gallery. You heard it here first. The Tufts University Art Gallery is dedicated to conceiving and presenting exhibits and educational programs that explore new global perspectives on art and art discourse. All exhibitions are related programming are free, open to the public, and fully accessible. The Tufts University Art Gallery is located in the Adickman Arts Center at 40 Talbot Avenue on the Somerville Medford campus of Tufts University. For current exhibitions and hours, just search the web for Tufts University Art Gallery, or you can also, why would they give the phone number? Okay, you can call 617-627-3518. This has been a public service message for WMFO and Medford Tufts Educational Radio.
Love the art gallery.
What if I'm out of breath from that? What does that say about me?
Nerves.
I will say
excitement about the art gallery.
So cool we have an art gallery on campus. Yeah. Yeah. So not taken advantage of enough.
Famously was almost an art history minor. Lore, Bella Lore. And I ate up. And I still do. The Tufts University Art Gallery.
So awesome. Ashton just interviewed the curator and said she's so cool. And so everyone should go
check
it out.
Wait, is the curator like does it change or is this just like one?
It's like one.
That's awesome.
Yeah, but I think they do like guest
yeah.
exhibits. Also, like so many cool arts stuff available to you as a student, which is so
true.
Awesome. Like doing
go to
MFA.
Like, yeah, MFA if you're with your student card. If your name is Isabella.
Stuart Gardner. Free.
Me.
Or if you know Grace Morgan, she works there and can get you a little ticket sometimes.
Sometimes.
What other good ones? Wait. Give me a sec.
ICA.
That's what I meant. Yeah.
I went with my contemporary art history class.
Magnificent.
And it was awesome. And we saw this exhibit about like children's art, which is like, by the way, something that I've been obsessed with for a long time. Like, I think children's art is so cool because they're just so uninhibited and they're like, this is a tree. And I'm like, bet.
It's beautiful.
It's
I love
amazing.
It.
So it was really amazing. And it's like a cool location.
I agree. Also just like nice to get off campus and be reminded of the
world. Outside
world. Okay.
Soak up the art around you guys.
This is a really intense interlude in a way that we never do. But I love art and art museums. Anyways, what have we played?
Oh yeah, let's go through
it. We played a lot of Carmen from the opera Carmen. Wait, scroll down.
Wait, okay. Can you see it?
Okay, we're gonna go back and forth based on what song we played. Okay, so lots of Carmen first.
Okay. And then Baba Stilts and OK Kaya, Let Me Know. That was on my I've been really enjoying my Discover Weekly recently.
Mine is always horrible. I'm like, I could
like
write a better
Carmen.
Algorithm. No, I couldn't. Failing algorithms, famously.
And then we didn't have a song to play, so I just picked one, and it's Bob Dylan's Forever Young Fast Version, which I was like looking through my playlist trying to find a song, and that was on my like Tufts playlist where like I first got here, which was sweet. Like I made a playlist like to commemorate like my first week at Tufts, and it was that.
That's beautiful. These are from the automation.
Oh, okay.
I like how when you said we didn't have a song to play, it was me because I couldn't come up with one fast enough. Buzz Me In by Remy Wolf. Awesome. Can't really say that word that well. Anyways.
And then Trust! Exclamation point, Rebecca Black.
She's back.
She's back? I feel like culturally too, she's a little back.
I agree.
Like, remember, well, first of all, like, let's just like take a second for Friday. I love Friday. I genuinely did. And now this is like, and I was saying like
also
everyone's
gay, right?
I think so. Yeah.
That's awesome.
And everyone's doing like the sweaty club thing, but I'm like, I was saying, I'm profiting off of it because I like that music.
That's awesome.
So everyone should follow that trend.
I wouldn't say everyone.
Oh, a lot of people are.
Yeah.
In a post-Charlie economy.
And I love it.
Thank you.
Next was Angelica by Wet Leg. Shout out Noah Cutler. Shout out that album, super quick, but very fun.
Yeah, such a good album.
I will never forget the comment on their Tiny Desk that made me so sad. That was like, I've never seen more boring performance because they are just standing there and not moving.
Well, I feel like that's a lot of indie.
But
like,
they're so good.
They are. They like an artist can be good though, and like not be good in concert. Like I feel like I've been to a few concerts where I'm like, I did not. I don't have to be here.
Yeah, yeah.
Everyone's just standing there.
I will say, yeah. And sometimes you just need to jump.
No, when Madison and I went to Clara, which like arguably is not like a we were not moshing, but we were like dancing more than anyone.
Yeah. Out of my love, I was bouncing up and down.
Out of my love.
Exactly.
And then I played OG Synthesizer by Al. Yeah. Din Pan Oj. I don't know.
I actually think that's Swedish.
Yeah.
In
which
fact.
Is cool. OG Synthesizer.
Okay, then it was Molasses by Hiatus Coyote. I just saw Daniela's band playing that, and it's such a great song. Hiatus Coyote is so cool.
So awesome. And now I'm going to listen to that song more. And that album. Okay. Do you have anything else to add?
Oh, we were going to rank bathrooms on campus.
Oh, what are some... Oh, wait.
Okay.
Well, do you want to reveal your secret spot?
So Halligan Hall is the electrical and computer engineering building. There's like 10 people in the major, so super unnecessary for them to remodel it. Super nice. But you know what the least used room in that building is? The women's bathroom. And so super awesome to use. It's just my personal palace. The single stalls in the SEC have become less hidden, but are awesome.
The
basement.
Like the one that is in that hallway.
Near NOLOP?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's less hidden?
Well, like people
I
know about it.
I love that one.
But one of them does not flush very well.
Oh, goodness.
Yeah.
But it's so hidden.
It's so hidden, though. Yeah.
I really like, well, a classic is the Jendy Nuches and the JCC.
I feel so much fear in that building that I...
You can't enjoy yourself in there.
No.
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 Another one is here in the WFO studio. It's a very like sensory experience where it's like, when you're sitting on the toilet, there's so many things on the wall
it's
to
beautiful.
Read. It's great. It's like a magazine right in front of your, like, right on the wall.
We should do that in our bathroom at home.
Yeah.
Put things on the wall for people to read. I did just put up a note.
I saw.
Did you see my note? I went to Costco the other day and got toilet paper for the house. Little did I know, it is the worst toilet paper ever. I'm dragging Scott's. You guys are done. I was about to swear. It is the worst toilet paper ever. And so I needed to issue a public apology.
It's okay. It's really okay.
In this winter time.
It was funny though, like in a post, like, I don't think it was Charmin, but like in a
post Charmin household.
Yeah.
It was heartbreaking.
It was hard.
That was the worst. It is the worst toilet paper ever. Never buy Scott's. I don't care if it's cheaper. It's horrible. Get the in-between. Get the Charmin. Treat yourself.
Best.
You'll use less.
Best bathroom is our bathroom.
True.
Well, it's not on campus, I guess.
I don't know why this is like my hill to die on, is that like you'll use less. And so the price ends up being the same.
Yeah.
Because with the stupid
like
Scott's,
square.
I'm like, what if I have to use half the roll?
I do. I go
negative paper. It's thinner than paper. Oh, anyways.
Anyways, we should just have like leaves. We'll do it two style.
Yeah.
Although I never like I would get scared to use the leaves.
I didn't know you could like you like some privies is like fine if you throw toilet paper in them.
I think that is
so
true.
It is true. I just was only using leaves up until that point.
Well, famously, on my first two trips, I didn't
poop.
Yes.
That's okay. It's a really common experience.
Yeah,
well, I mean, can you imagine?
Yeah,
you get to the first week of freshman year, you're outside with strangers. Like, perfect time to poop.
Feeling really
you're also having the
right
most mediocre food
yes.
ever. But you know what? When I cook it, really good. I wonder if you can hear my eye.
Like the. Or like the wet, like.
Ew! Sorry.
It's what it is.
No, it's like, scratching my face, and I.
Oh, I thought like you know when you like scratch your eye really hard.
And then it's like boom, yeah. Ew! Ew!
Okay.
And with on that note.
We did talk for like the whole time, so I really needed to get it out.
Yeah. Did we just talk for 10 minutes? Okay. Walking back in.
This is too many people from Paul McCartney's Ram, which is
true.
Such a good album. So
true.
One of the best like solo Beatles albums.
I actually know nothing about this.
Well, you're about to be like blown away. Well, I don't know. Maybe you won't. but integral.
Yippee.
Too many people sharing party lines. Too many. 40.
This is Bella.
This is Daria.
You're listening to 91.5 FM.
WMFO Tufts Freeform Radio. And you're listening to Second Breakfast, too.
This is Second Breakfast.
Even though I had my first breakfast not 30 minutes ago.
Yes.
Actually, way before I got in the studio.
Way before.
Yep.
We should run it back. This is NYC in 1940 by Berlioz. Shout out Shepherd. We were listening to this in. At 1 a.m. in the JCC, which is really important to me.
Before that was Electric Fish by Anna Frango Electrical. Very good.
Before that was Star Thistle Blossom by Millie.
Before that was Dirtbag Transformation, Still Dirty by Horse Girl.
And then before that was Too Many People by Paul.
Yes.
Thank you for tuning in.
George's got a great show for you after.
Woo, shout out Yip Jump.
Can't wait. Have a great Wednesday, everyone. Happy Wednesday. Thank you.